In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on mom's photo albums. I had the opportunity last week to travel and visit my mother, who still lives in the house where my seven younger siblings and I were raised. Since my sister, who was only a year younger than me, is being given a retirement party, I was asked to help mom find photos of my sister and take digital photos of them with my smartphone. Mom showed me to the shelves in the front bedroom where the albums were lined up on a shelf in the closet and on the floor as well, some 20 of them. I started with the first, which began with a baby picture of my dad and his parents looking lovingly at him next to another photo of my mother as a baby with her parents looking down to her in her mother's arms. Some older persons appeared, which my mother identified as my great-grandparents on both sides. The journey had begun, partly with shoots of my mom and dad's babyhood in childhood, and partly with roots of ancestors I only could see through these photos long after they were deceased. Yet through my parents, they influenced me with passed on learned behaviors and genetic benefits as well as handicaps. Next were arranged the photos of my dad growing up with his year and a half older brother, and of them hanging out with their high school friends who would stay close and party or take trips together until their passing in their high 80s or early 90s. Then I gazed at mom's photos as a student in her school uniform with her friends. My parents then meet, and after permission was granted by my grandfather, their wedding followed, complete with flowing white satin. The next album, I and my sisters and brothers appear, and remembrance starts to play a role in me. I snap photos of my sister's photos in the album, along with the backsides for the notes on the occasion. This task helped me to move on through these 90 and more years of photos relating to my parents' life, while still observing my changing feelings as photos of relations from my youth through adulthood flashed before my eyes in the 3 days allotted by my visit. I watched as the photos of birthdays and holidays, weddings and memorial services greeted new arrivals and mourned the loss of those passing. Some were still bound in love, and some were estranged from heated conversations and not yet forgiven. It's those arguments over politics and religion. My mom shook her head in dismay. I collected about 150 photos digitally for my sister's retirement party from those albums. I also gathered a sense of 90 years of family and friends of my parents that revealed features that were more constant in evidence of their character that would serve as a shortcut to their memory in me. Through looking back in time, I understood more deeply and expansively the living family tree constantly birthing in the new participants in life, celebrating their achievements and reluctantly releasing family members and friends to the great mystery. The faces of beings and memory became a collage of graces as I gratefully realized the preciousness and limited appearance of each moment with them. It was special to have such time devoted to my mom and myself. I don't like thinking that her and my time are limited, but all those passing faces in the times represented by her photo albums let me know that is inevitable. There is that something that remains, that is to me wisdom, gleaned from the tugs of love when expressing what is valuable to one's sense of identity and loyalty. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via Ken at kennethynorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethynorton.com. That is kennethenortonorton.com. Thanks for listening.